且 必然是会在超自然里边行走。
And this describes in a similar way yet another scripture, another passage of a group of people that are also recognized in heaven.
这个也在另外一个章节里边，在另外一部分人他也说到这样。
And it's described in Revelation 12:11, a very familiar passage, and let me read this.
也是在启示录十二章十一节，是非常熟悉的一个经文。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
And because of the word of their testimony.
和自己所见证的道。
And they did not love their life even when faced with death.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
This describes the heart, the dream, and the vision for our children.
这就描述了这个我们这个心意，这个意向是为了我们的孩子。
Just to describe, what does it mean to be bought by the blood of the Lamb?
那么靠着羔羊的血是什么意思呢？
It means that our children would be genuinely saved.
那就是意味着我们的孩子会真正的被得救。
That their salvation means that they are intimately in love with the Father.
他们的救恩也就是意味着他们是非常与我们的父神是非常亲密的相爱的。
That they know His voice.
他们认得他的声音。
They know His kindness and goodness.
也知道他的良善和恩慈。
And they have developed an affection for Him above all other things.
他们也建立了一种对他的爱是超过其他所有的东西。
And because of the word of their testimony.
而且也是他们所见证的道。
This generation, our children that the Father desires, will have a testimony.
这个我们下一世代的这些孩子会有一个见证。
They will know of, they will have seen, they will have heard of the power of God in doing miraculous things.
他们会看见，他们也会听见那个神借着神的大能所做的一些神迹奇事。
They will be a testimony.
他们会是一个见证。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within them.
因为圣灵的大能现在就住在他们里边。
And they overcame him because they did not love their life even when faced with death.
他们虽至于死也不害怕。也不珍惜生命。
This means that our children, that this generation that God so desires, will be one of courage.
所以意味着就是我们这个下一世代的孩子是神这么欣赏的，他们是会有勇气。
And they will not compromise.
他们不会妥协。
They will not cower when faced with persecution.
他们面对迫害也不会。
But like Daniel and his three friends, they will rise up.
就像 Daniel 和他的三个朋友一样，他们会起来。
And they will be a shining light in a dark land.
他们就会在黑暗之地像闪烁的灯光一样。
They'll be recognized by even worldly leaders.
他们会被那些即使是世界上的这些领袖们也会认识到。
Because of who they carry, who they possess, and how they walk here on earth.
因为他们带着的是谁的印记，他们是怎样在这世界上行走。
And so this is the dream and the vision that God wants to impress on us as fathers and mothers and leaders in the church.
这是一个神的一个梦想，想要交给我们这些做父母的和教会的这些领袖。
After 33 years of children's ministry, I am convinced that our children were born for this outpouring.
33年这个从事这个儿童事工，我们现在真是非常的肯定，神是要这样来带领我们这个下一个时代。
And there is nothing in the kingdom of God that our children cannot receive. Or carry.
在神的国度里边，没有一件事情是我们孩子不能够领受、不能够承载的。
I could spend the rest of the hour sharing testimonies of children bringing those things that are in heaven and demonstrating them here on earth.
我可以花一个小时时间来，一个小时的时间来讲这些见证，孩子怎样把天堂的事情带到这个地上来做见证。
I think I have time maybe for just one. I'm just reminded of several years ago when we were with about 100 children one night.
我记得在几年前我们和大概有一百多个孩子在一起的一天晚上。
And I heard the Holy Spirit say, teach my children about words of knowledge.
我听见圣灵跟我说要教导孩子这个智慧的言语。
And so I taught for 5 minutes on the spiritual gift.
所以我就讲了五分钟关于属灵恩赐的这个。
And so I had all the children just close their eyes and hold out their hands.
所以我让所有的孩子就闭上眼睛，把手伸出来。
To receive this gift.
来领受这个恩赐。
And so I asked the children that were sitting before me, how many have a word of knowledge?
所以我就问孩子，坐在我前面的这些孩子，有多少人有智慧的言语？
Immediately, 12 or more hands were raised.
马上就有12个或者是更多的孩子就举起了手。
For the next 45 minutes,
接下来的45分钟里边，
they came up one by one to give a word.
他们一个一个的走上来，来说神给他们的话。
And the words were calling out different pains or sicknesses in the audience.
这些话语就是说出在肢体上不同的地方有听众里边有不同的地方有伤痛的。
When a child got a particular word and the person raised their hand that it was pertaining to, that when a person responded to a word that the child had,
当有人对孩子说的话有回应的时候，
I released that child that had the word to pray for that person who had that pain or ailment.
所以我就让这个孩子去为这个有这个病痛的人来祷告。
In the next half hour, 33 people were healed.
在下边的半个小时里边，一共有33个人被医治。
Not by me, the pastor.
不是被我这个牧师。
Not by me as an adult.
也不是像我这一个成人。
But by a child who heard Holy Spirit.
而是那个听到圣灵声音的孩子。
And was in a place that could step out and be courageous.
我们在一个地方可以跨出去。非常勇敢。
Our children were born for this outpouring.
我们的孩子生下来就是为了这个圣灵的大大的浇灌。
But even on a grander scale,
因为这是在宏观的角度来看，
this is demonstrating that God is a God of generations.
这也就是表现了神是世世代代的神。
Every covenant God has ever made with man.Whether Adam and Eve, Abraham, or Moses.
神和人所定的约，不管是和亚当夏娃，或者是亚伯拉罕，或者是摩西。
It was made on the premise that what they would receive would be given to their children and their grandchildren.
这个约都是在他们，不管他们领受了什么，都会传到他们的孩子，或者是他们的孙子。
And I believe today,With this outpouring, the key to sustaining and advancing this move of God, it also hinges.
所以在这个，我想今天就因着这个圣灵的大大的浇灌，这个又为了要持续下去的话
，on gathering, and as moms and dads and church and leaders in the church to gather what God is pouring on us.
当爸爸妈妈还有教会的领袖。聚在一起来领受神向我们浇灌的。
And as an inheritance, giving it to our children in very intentionally.
作为一个遗产，我们也要给我们非常下意识有意识的要交给我们的孩子。
And God has designed that it would be primarily in the home.
神的设计就是这样的一个传承是主要是发生在家里。
That our children will be brought into a kingdom culture.
在这个家里边，我们的孩子要在国度的文化里边长大。
And even in the outpouring and revelation of the Father's heart.
即使是在这个神的心意大大的被启示的环境当中。
There is a corresponding grace.
也有一个相应的恩典
because he's good and kind
因为他是良善恩慈的
for us as mothers and fathers and leaders
作为我们父母和我们的那个教会的领袖
to come together and to create a kingdom homes
来到一起来建立一个国度的家庭
to raise up a generation of true overcomers
来抚养起我们下一个世代。
So how do we build and create?
那我们怎样来建立和
a kingdom home?
国度家庭呢
okay, do we have slide? Okay. Okay, great. Okay, in the natural and in supernatural, there is no difference in how we build a home.
自然从自然的方式和超自然的方式来建立一个家庭没有什么太大的区别。
Because the purpose and function determines what our home will look like and how it is built.
目的和功用来决定这个我们的这个房间是我们的家是什么模样的而且是怎样来修建的。
And so the purpose and function of a kingdom home is to facilitate the role of fathers and mothers as pastors and priests.
就是为了让爸爸妈妈成为在家里成为像牧师和祭司一样的职责。
For this one reason.
为了这么一个原因。
As parents, we are here to help our children fall in love.With God.
作为父母，我们在这里的一个目的就是要帮助我们的孩子爱上神。
Okay, next slide. We find in Deuteronomy 6 a very key passage in a revelation of God's heart for His people.
在《生命记》的第六章有一个非常重要的。经文讲到国度家庭应该是怎样的
And it's good to note that this passage took place on the premise that God's people would enter in the promised land.
这段经文是在这样的一个环境下就是神的百姓要进入到应许之地的时候。
Very, very, very important, very key, because yet again, it is like another covenant between God and His people.
就非常重要的，就像令神和他的百姓又定了一个新的约一样。
In verse 4, there is a declaration of who God is and His identity and character is revealed.
在第四节里边就神就这是一个宣告就是神到底是怎样的一位神
Because God is distinguishing himself as the one true God among all the false gods and the multiple gods that all other people worshipped
因为在这里神就告诉他的百姓他是那个唯一的真神在众多的各种各样其他的百姓其他的族群所敬拜的那些神
that the God we serve is the one true, real God, and He is our God.
我们所侍奉的神是一个唯一的一个真神，他是我们的神。
And we are His people.
我们是他的百姓。
The revelation of who God is reveals who we are.
这个神的这个启示也 显示了我们是什么样的人。
And with this revelation of God presenting himself to his people, he's looking for one kind of response.
当这个神向他的百姓宣告他是怎样的，他在寻求一个回应。
And this is where we discover what we call the law of love.
这我们就发现这就是我们所讲的这个爱的这个律法。
But yet, doesn't it seem strange that to command or make a law that we would fall in love with somebody?
你有没有觉得很奇怪？我们要制定一个律法，法律让好像要我们来爱上谁？
When I read this and who I know God to be, I see this verse on verse 5 of loving God with all our heart, soul, and might.
当我看见这个经文就说到你要尽心尽性尽力爱你的神。
It is like a marriage vow.
就好像是一个婚约的这个宣誓一样。
The basis and the promise of falling in love and committing ourselves to one another.
这是一个我们互相委身互相相爱的这一个基础。
And in verse 6 is very key.
在第六节第六节是非常重要的。
These words which I command you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上。
So God once again is desiring to present himself for intimate relationship of loving him with all we have and all we are.
所以这里边神就是要来向我们显示他需要我们用全心非常亲密的来爱他。
The remaining verses that we have here describe how we are going to present and create an environment, an atmosphere of God's presence and love for our home, for our family, for our children.
所以下面的几节经文就是我们要怎样来制造这个氛围为我们的家为我们的孩子 来彰显神的爱。
And so this is the formation of a culture, not just when we send our children to church.
这是我们的一个文化的一个公式，不是说我们只是把孩子送到教会。
He is talking to the leaders of the household.
他在为各个家的领袖来说，他向着各个家的领袖来说话。
That we will invite and recognize God's presence when we wake up, when we go to bed.
我们要来邀请神的同在，在我们早上起来的时候，一直到我们晚上睡觉。
We shall talk to them coming and going.
我们要告诉他们，出去回来都要告诉他们。
And that we will be place reminders of who we are and who He is in our home as a sign.
在我们家里边也要来提醒我们。我们是什么样的人？神是怎样的一位神？
And so this creates an environment and that atmosphere 24/7.
这样就是24小时7天的就在我们家里边形成这样的一个环境和氛围。
And think of it as creating a marinade that perhaps a cucumber placed in a jar of brine or vinegar.
就好像是你在把一个黄瓜丢在这个醋罐子里边。
A cucumber is not transformed by splashing vinegar on it.
如果你只是撒这个醋在这个黄瓜上面，它是不会被转变的。
But it's transformed into a pickle when it is immersed.
它变成酸黄瓜，只有它完全浸在醋里面。
We call it pickling in His presence.
我们就是说，在他的同在里边被腌了。
Probably doesn't sound the same in Chinese. But you see, our children, if they are going to be transformed, must be immersed.
如果我们的孩子要被转变的话，一定要浸泡在神的同在里边。
Okay, next slide. If God is inviting us to have a heart response,
如果神邀请我们有一个心连心心对心的这个回应的话
then our home must be built from our heart.
所以我们的家也要从我们的心里面来建。
And our children must be raised from our hearts.
我们的孩子要从我们的心，从我们的心深处来被养大。
That would reflect Father God's heart.
来反映父神的心。
As you can see, all the things that we want for our children come as a result from the Father's heart.
所以你可以看到，我们所有想要孩子所能够得到的，都是从父神那里。父神的心意哪里来的?
Because it was out of his heart that he gave us freely all things. From his heart, he gave.
因为从他的心里边，他给了我们这些所有的礼物，都是他白白给我们的。
And so all the behavior that we see in our children,
所以我们在孩子身上所看见的这些行为表现,
is a fruit of what's going on in their hearts.
是他们内心的这个状况的一个果子
and their relationship with God
以及他们和神的关系的这个反应
if we are going to have a kingdom home to raise kingdom children
如果我们要有一个国度的家庭来抚养属神的孩子的话
we need the eyes of the Father to truly see our children
我们需要属神的眼光来看我们的孩子
We've highlighted just three spokes from the hub of the Father's heart.
我们讲到我们重点的来讲三个关于从父神心意里边的三点重要的。
I wish I had all weekend to go into each one of these, but I want to just touch on three.
我希望我有一个整个一星期来讲这个所有的部分，但是我们现在就是讲。重点讲这三个。
How many here want obedient children?
有多少
Is that all?
有一个非常听话的孩子。
Well, so does the Father. So in the kingdom of God, we want obedient children. But Jesus, in John chapter 15,
我们父神也想要有一个顺服的孩子，在约翰福音十五章。
He talked about obedience.
他讲到顺服
and obeying his commandments.
遵从他的命令
But he said, if you abide in me and you love me, you will keep my commandments.
但是他说到他如果你住在我里边你爱我的话你就会遵守我的命令
He said, if you are my friend, you will keep my commandments.
他说到如果你是我的朋友的话你也会遵守我的命令
What Jesus sees here is that obedience stems from love and relationship, not rules.
所以耶稣这里看到就是顺服是从爱和关系当中建立的而不是通过条律和规定
And I know it is easy to discipline from the behavior we see.
我知道因为他们的行为表现我们来教训他们是很容易的
But if we have the eyes of the Father we see the condition of our child's heart
但是如果我们有父神的眼光的话我们就可以看到我们孩子内心的状况
And when there is an issue what we must remember is their heart and we would ask what is in your heart
当有一个问题的话我就会问这个他在心里边到底是什么样的状况
What is your heart feeling?
你心里边的感觉是什么
Because you are doing this and this
你在做这些事情
And when we deal and when we speak to a child's heart behavior will change
当我们对付孩子先对付孩子的心的时候你就会发现他的行为也会改变
Many times our children act out because they are hurting deep inside.
有的时候我们孩子不听话是因为他们心里边深处受伤害。
And in the same way the Father deals with us.
这也是父神怎样来对付我们。
He deals with our heart first.
他也是来先来调整我们的心。
Another another important part is honor.
另外一个很重要的部分就是尊荣。
I know it has a high value for us.
我知道这是一个非常有价值的。
But honor stems, the behavior of honor and how we honor stems as a result from how we perceive God honoring us.
这个尊荣这个行为和我们怎样去尊荣是代表了我们怎样从神那里领受。
And so we teach our children to honor one another.
我们教导我们的孩子要互相的来尊重对方。
To respect.
来尊重别人。
And prefer others. Or to serve others.
To 来服侍别人。
Because of the way Father God honors us.
因为是父神这样来尊荣我们。
And it is that basis that mom and dad and the children treat one another.
这也是我们的父母和孩子互相这样来对待的一个根本。
Mom and dad honor their children because they are honored by Father God.
父母们来尊荣我们的孩子是因为神尊荣了我们。
And in that example, that heart is turned towards children.
在这一个就是我们的心就转向我们的孩子。
And scripture says that the hearts of children will be turned back to the fathers.
圣经上也说到孩子的心也会转向父母。
Another behavior we want to see in our children is excellence.
另外一个行为我们想在我们孩子身上看见的就是卓越。
And we often recognize excellence in a child's performance.
我们经常看见的他们的卓越只是在他们的这个表现上面。
But in the kingdom there is a spirit of excellence.
但是在国度里边还有在灵里边的一个卓越。
That Daniel possessed.
是但以理他有的。
And it was recognized by ungodly kings.
而连不属神的国王也能够看到。
And because of that excellence, he was brought into a place of influence.
因为这个卓越，所以他被带到了一个有影响力的地位上面。
And in the same way, God wants our children to be in a place of influence as well.
同样的，神也希望我们的孩子在一个有影响力的地位方面上面。
But once again, excellence is a result of a relationship with Father's heart.
再一次，这个卓越也是因为和父神有正确的关系的这样的一个结果。
Where it is born out of love, obedience, and honor.
不管是出于爱的这个顺服、尊荣和。
And it's not merely a performance.
而不只是一个。仅仅的是外在的一个表现。
Again, it's from the heart.
再一次也还是从心出来的。
So we see that there needs to be a shift. Just as God deals with us, that is how we are to become parents.
所以这样有一个转变，就是说，就是将当神来。这样来对付我们的时候，我们怎样作为父母也要需要有一个改变。
Okay. Again, what does a kingdom home look like? Next slide.
那么，国度家庭是怎看上去是什么样子的呢
？I think I have time for just describing a kingdom home. The first thing.
那么第一件。
Okay. Click again.Next slide. Yeah. Oops. No, just the. Uh-oh. All right. That's okay. All right, we can go back to the first one. That is not a kingdom home.
那不是一个国度的家庭。
All right. Okay. A kingdom home the three aspects. The first one I want to share.
那么一共有三个方面是属神家庭。那么第一个我想要分享的是
is that a kingdom home is a fortress.
那么这个属神的这个国度家庭是一个山寨，一个保障。
It is a place of protection.
是受保护的地方。
It is a place where our children, our family is protected from the world.
那就是我们的孩子，我们的家庭被这个在世界的这个侵害之中受保护的一个地方。
It is a place where our children feel safe and protected in the home.
也是我们在家里边这孩子感觉到安全被保护的。
It is a place where they feel supported.
这是一个他们在这个地方他感觉到是被支持的。
Where they are affirmed.
他们被肯定。
And they're encouraged.
被鼓励。
Because another way to look at our kingdom home.
另一个角度来看我们这个国度家庭。
Is much like creating a greenhouse.
就好像制造一个保温室一样。
Where a greenhouse is a place where all conditions are designed.
这个绿屋像保温室，就像所有的条件都是被设计好的。
For optimal growth.
就是为了植物可以最好的成长。
So that when those plants grow to a certain height.
当这个植物长到一定的高度的时候。
That those plants can be taken out of the greenhouse and planted outside.
这些植物就可以从温室里边拿出来，种到外面去。
And it isn't that like our vision for our children.
这也是我们对我们孩子的一个意向。
To be raised in our home.
在我们家里边长大。
And released into the world.
被释放到世界上去。
Knowing who they are.
知道他们是谁。
So the conditions in our home are very important.
所以在我们家里的这个状况是非常重要的。
For our children to grow supernaturally.
要让我们的孩子能够超自然的长大的话。
And providing a place that is safe is important for our children.
提供一个安全的环境是一个非常重要的。
Okay. Another aspect to our greenhouse kingdom home.
另外一个关于我们这个保温室的这个国度家庭。
Is that our home must become a refuge.
这个我们的家庭就必像是就好像是一个避难所。
A place of peace.
是平安之地。
A place of protection, a place of peace.
是被保护的也是平安之地。
As a culture of honor is displayed in the home.
当尊荣的文化在家里能够展现的时候。
There's going to be no chaos or fear.
那么就没有混乱也没有害怕。
Be a place of trust and rest.
而是一个被信任被可以信任可以安息的地方。
A place where children can be heard.
一个孩子可以被得到倾听的地方。
A place that conflict can be resolved.
一个冲突可以被解决的地方。
Because peace rules and reigns.
因为平安在这里就是可以掌权。
Okay. And then thirdly.
第三点。
Our homes must become a sanctuary.
那我们家要变成一个至圣所。
God is, I said earlier that God is giving a grace.
我前早一点提到神给我们这个恩典。
For we as parents and leaders,
作为我们父母和领袖来说
to be priests and pastors,
作为祭司和牧师
in our homes,
在我们的家里边。
The function of a priest is to bring people to the presence of God.
作为祭司的功用就是要把 神的百姓带到神的面前。
We call it an altar of encounter for our children.
我们就说是这个遇见神的一个祭坛。
It is a place where our children can spend time with God.
这是一个地方，我们的孩子可以花时间来在神面前。
A time to be still in His presence.
在他的同在里边安静。
And learn to hear His voice.
而且学习来听他的声音。
It is a place where our children can be tenderly nurtured and to develop a hunger for Him.
也是我们的孩子可以，很好的抚养，来建立一个对神饥渴的心。
And you may wonder how can I do all of these things? How can I be a priest and a pastor in my home?
那也许你会想，我怎样才能做到这一点？我怎样才能成为，这个牧师或者是祭司在我们的家里
？Well, I said that there is an available grace.
我说了，这是在神里边有一个这样的恩典。
A mantle.
一个外袍。
An anointing.
一个恩膏。
To be able to do what God desires.
是来做神想要我们做的。
And God is making that available.
神把这些都给了我们。
Because He's good and we are in an outpouring.
因为他是好的，他是良善的，而且我们在这个圣灵大大的倾倒之中。
We're going in just a moment. We're going to have an invitation.
再过一段再一会儿我们就会有一个邀请。
And to ask if God is impressing on your heart to respond.
如果神在你的心里边，想要有让你来回应的话。
And the enemy may try to accuse you of falling short of the vision that God has for our children.
这个仇敌也许会来指控你说你没有达到神对你孩子的心意。
As I share God's standard,
当我来讲到神的这个标准的时候，
we may feel discouraged and defeated in falling short of that standard.
我们会觉得被被沮丧我们会觉得被打败，觉得好像自己没有达到这个神的这个标准。
And that is just the enemy accusing you of with facts.
所以只是这就是仇敌想来用这种所谓的事实来指控你。
What I shared from Scripture of God's heart for our children.
当我来分享这个从圣经的分享神对我们孩子的心意的时候
，is truth.
那就是真理。
And truth given to us by God sets us free.
但是真理，神给了我们这个真理，叫是让我们得自由。
It is like a two-edged sword that when we hold it, we chains are broken and we can move forward with that truth.
就像这是两刃的剑，当我们持有这个剑的时候，我们就有自由，我们可以往前走。
But when if we are discouraged, fatigued, or disappointed, we can drop that sword. If
如果我们觉得，没有勇气，没有力量的时候，我们就会把这个剑丢下。
And even the enemy can pick up that sword and turn truth into facts.
那么这个仇敌就会把这个剑。拿起来，把真理就变成了所谓的事实。
But we are not under trial.
但是我们不是判当中。
God does not accuse.